the importance of tefillah. So he says, tefillah mevatelet hagezerah. You know, as I mentioned last time, that sometimes a person has a basic level of predestination, and through the fact that a person prays to Hashem, he could change afilu, that decree being that there is ein mazal le'Israel. So as I mentioned, Rashi writes that since ein mazal le'Israel, there is no luck, which means that the person could, through tefillah, change whatever was decreed regarding that individual. Since ein mazal le'Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only who makes the decrees, so through the fact that a person prays to Hashem, he could change the decree regarding himself. So therefore, that is what it means, ein mazal le'Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put us under any other type of ministers. God himself directly judges every individual Jew's case. So that is what it means, ein mazal le'Israel. Now, there is a concept, tefillah mevatel ala gezera. Tefillah can also cancel any type of a decree regarding the person. There is a gezera, that perhaps a bad decree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our prayers and based on the tefillah could get it canceled. So he says like this. One of the Rishonim, Rabbi Bechai. So he writes as follows. Whatever was decreed, a person through prayers could change it. Where do we know it? From the famous story of two cousins. You have Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshaya HaNavi. They're both cousins. Their father were brothers. You have Yeshaya ben Amoz and Chizkiyahu ben Achaz. Achaz was a Rasha, the father of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And Yeshaya ben Amoz was the brother of Ahaz. He was himself a Navi, and the son became a Navi. So Chizkiyahu became a king, and Yeshaya was the Navi. So he goes and he tells him, Kimet ata velo tichye. Yeshaya Navi, the Pasuk says, that here it is. This is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimet ata velo tichye. You're going to die, and you will not live. So it was redundant. He says, no. Met ata be'olam hazeh. You're going to die in this world, and you're not going to live in the next world. So there is a says that, what is this decree all about? Why didn't you get married? So it says, he had a logical explanation because of the fact that he saw that all of his children are going to be Rishayim. Says, he didn't have to do with the secrets of God. You have to do what you have to do. You have to raise the children as the best as you can. Send them to the best yeshivot, give them the best education. So whatever is up to Hashem, he'll do it. What is it to you? The rest are secrets, have nothing to do with us. So he says, okay, give me a chance. He says, all over. So he says, get out. He told the Navi, his cousin, get out of my house. Get out of my house immediately. Don't continue to tell me any further regarding this nevu of yours. So he sends him out, and he says that the Pasuk says that he started praying to HaKadosh Baruch. And he says, the Shai Anavi, the Pasuk says, Shamati Tefilatcha. It says in the Nevuah, Perek Lamed Chet, he says, Shamati Tefilatcha. Ra'iti et imratcha. I heard your tefillah. I saw your shedding tears. Hineni Yosif Ayamecha. He says, Yosef means what? The Milad Yosef. I will add to your days another 15 years. He says, this is, that means, up to now, there was a Zman Katsuf, Venigza. It was a decreed, absolutely, this is the time limit of what you have. And that's it. Kimet Atabelotichye means it's finished. It's all over. You have no more chances. There's no tradition that I have from the house of my forefathers, that me Abi Abba, Afilu Cherev Chadam Munachad Al Tzavaro Shel Adam, Al Yimna Atzmo Min Arachani. Even if you have a sword, sharp sword, on your neck, that means the second left, a person still has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because decree could change. Situations could change. A person cannot say, it happens, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. No such thing. It's nonsense. A person could be mevatel the decree, could cancel the decree. So therefore we see over here from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that he did not listen to the nevuah that was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I pray to the same God that gave the decree to change the decree. And the decree was changed and he was added another 15 years. He got married. He had children. So at the end of the day, his child was the one who was instrumental in destroying the first Beit HaMikdash. Nevertheless, he did what he had to do. So, so listen here. Says, therefore, אפשרו להתבטל בכוח התפילה, שכן אמר לו חזקיהו לישעיהו. So this is the what we see, שהתפילה למעלה מן הנבואה. We see one נקודה. תפילה is even higher than prophecy. כלומר, מן המקום שמשם תוצאת הנבואה לנביאים. This is major lesson for all of us to say, to see the koach, the power of the dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could talk to him and we could change the decree. So the question is, how come regarding Moshe Rabbeinu that he prayed 515 times to enter Eretz Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop, no more. It's not going to happen. So it says over there, Sefer HaYikrim writes, there was a difference. Moshe Rabbeinu delayed it to the extent they said, you know, I already, regarding Egel Azab, I was able to save the Jews. Regarding when how come, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu delayed. He did not pray for himself immediately. Mishum Shaya Gezardin, Sheyesh Imo Shevua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only made a decree, there was together with the decree a swearing. That cannot get canceled with Tefillah. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears also, he delayed it to that extent. So then, תפילו אלוהים ולא תפילו. ברוך אדוני לעולם. אמן.